Hello, and welcome to Mesopotamian Technology Podcast. My name is MC, and today I will be interviewing these professionals about Mesopotamian technology such as cuneiform architecture, weapons of war, and everyday inventions. Starting with everyday inventions, so Afro Jones, can you give us some examples of an everyday invention?
Some examples of everyday inventions are the wheel, board games, and farming irrigation.
Did the Sumerians really invent the wheel?
Yes, they first used the wheel to make moving around easier before their innovative brains figured out how to use it to draw water from the irrigation trenches.
How did their irrigation systems work,
Well, they dug canals from the rivers to their farmlands, which then split off into many other trenches leading to other fields. The wheels, being pushed by the current, would then pick the water up in buckets before dumping them into a trough, which led to the farms.
Wow, the Mesopotamians must have been relieved when their inventor Z announced that they were off the hook from hours of backbreaking work,
You don't?
Suck up.
Dude, quiet down, man.
No, no!
Any other everyday inventions that were interesting,
Oh, yes! Board games. We all love board games, right?
I sure do,
Well, you never guess the Sumerians created board games. Ancient Sumerians played with board games. The games were usually made out of clay. Usually the board games had pieces to them that either were thrown or moved around the board. The Sumerians are credited with the invention of the game checkers.
That's incredible,
You don't.
So, Fluffy Unicorn, tell me about the Mesopotamian architecture.
Well, let's start with the arch. Sumerian arches were inverted U or V-shaped structures built above doorways, which, instead of falling apart, used gravity, which was transferred into horizontal energy to support it. To build arches, Sumerians stacked bricks made of clay and straw so that they rose in steps from walls until they met in the center. The arch was a much stronger doorway because it transferred the usual disadvantageous gravity into a support technique.
What were the significant uses of the arch,
The arch added both strength and beauty to Sumerian buildings. They became a common feature to temples, entrances, and upper-class homes. The Romans later integrated arches into their buildings. Many historians would argue that the arches are the Sumerians' greatest architectural achievement.
Amazing, What other architectural innovations were very useful to the Sumerians?
Ziggurats were very common in Mesopotamia. The ziggurats were built of sun-baked bricks with facings of fired bricks on the outside. The tradition of building ziggurats started with the Sumerians, but was carried and developed into cultures of many kinds, such as Babylonia, Assyrians, and many others.
What were the use for the ziggurats?
Ziggurats were used for worshipping the many gods of Sumer. The Sumerians believed that ziggurats connected them to the heavens. The ziggurats consisted of many steps at the front and a main body of square-ish pyramid with many layers leading up to the tip. They were also the first to build walls and use bricks because they were the first to settle down in one place. Before, they only had tents because they were nomads.
These Sumerians sure are smart,
You don't say!
Stop it!
Moving on!
Did you know that the Mesopotamians crushed their opponents in war mainly because of their engineers?
Say what,
The Assyrians found iron to be much more durable, and their smiths crafted their armor and shields out of iron, followed by their swords and spears. Although they weren't the first to come up with the idea, they were the first to put cavalry into action. They had two-wheeled chariots and four-wheeled wagons, which had a shield bearer, driver, and offensive soldier that shot arrows or threw spears into the opposing army.
Why were the Mesopotamians so successful in warfare,
the Mesopotamians relied mainly on psychological warfare, threatening the enemy's allies and trying to convince the opponents into surrendering. When all else failed, they would then commence a siege or full-fledged battle.
So, the warlike Assyrians preferred scaring their enemies instead of obliterating one? Because it cost them less to get the enemy to surrender?
You got it. It left the government a lot more money to focus on the developing their arts, instead of men and money being wasted on war.
I'm afraid we are running out of time, but we have enough for one more. Clueless, tell us about your area of expertise.
Cuneiform.
Cunea, what the?
Cunea means wedge-shaped or wedge. Cuneiform was a Sumerian's form of writing and one of the first forms of writing in the world.
Really, yeah?
Yep. The Sumerians would use a wedge-tip stylus made of reed and press it into clay into an assortment of combinations, sort of like Braille. It marked an important milestone, the start of written language and learning. They used cuneiform to record research on astrology and even developed a math system. If we had pictures, I could show you some Sumerian letters, but we don't, although I'll try to explain the numbers.
Go right ahead.
Single-digit numbers are vertical wedges, 1 through 9, with each addition of a wedge adding 1. 10 was a horizontal wedge. When they got to 60, it became written as 1 again. Cuneiform was a very important invention of the time. The Sumerian writing system is the basis of the ones we have today, with different shapes or combinations representing certain letters. It marks the start of a written language without pictures, like the Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Ah, kids out there, you can thank the Mesopotamians for your language art classes.
More than alphabet than writing structures, but close enough.
That certainly is fascinating. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to tell us about all of these amazing inventions and technological development of Mesopotamia. I stand well sit corrected. Well, folks, tell us about what you learned today that you found the most amazing. Or what was your favorite Mesopotamian invention, huh? My personal favorite was learning about the cuneiform or art. Thank you for tuning in the Tech of Times podcast, episode 1, Mesopotamian Technology. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. sharp, we will be having another podcast about how Smarties and M&Ms are made. Get excited, because it sure is a good one. That's all for now. These are...
Clueless Guy.
Apple Jones. Fluffy Unicorn. I'm British, and I'm MC Dude, then this is Tech Up Time, signing off for now.